Good morning, everyone. My name is Sally Kalen, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. If you are here, yay, you have found me. And I believe there's a reason you are listening to this right now. There is divine timing in the world, right? And if you are new here, there is going to be a message either in this podcast or in one of the previous 233 other episodes, I believe there is. There is a reason you found me. And excuse me, I would like to share today something about my own journey in this toxic relationship pattern. Because let me tell you now, when you get out of a toxic relationship and you know you've become a whole new version of yourself and you start moving through life, everything changes. Everything in your life changes, not just the relationships that you have, but choices you make, the way you feel, the way you move, the way you connect with people. It is such a deep down healing. And excuse me, I've just eaten something that's obviously aggravated my throat. But here's the deal. We have to own our story, right? We have to own the part that we played in our relationship, like how we showed up. And one of the things that I'm going to share with you today is the mistake that I kept making, one of them, because there's lots of mistakes we make in these relationships. I don't even like the word mistake because I feel like we're always doing our best, right? But being very vulnerable and open here, I'm going to share with you what used to happen for me. And I know that so many of you will be able to relate to this. So the one thing that used to happen in my situation, because it was a very toxic, ambiguous relationship, it was on again, off again, on again, off again. But when we were off, I always knew it wasn't over. It was this feeling that I'm going to get back together and we're going to make it work this time. So that breakup, makeup, it was so toxic. But here's the part that I played. I would get to a place where I knew this person was so not okay for me. It was wrong. It was unhealthy. But there I was. I was in that relationship. So I had to own my part. Like, why am I attracting this? Why am I choosing to stay? What's really going on? But what would happen is we'd break up. And initially, I would feel incredibly stressed and anxious. And all my fears would come to the surface. But then after a couple of days, I would start to move forward. I would be telling myself the truth that this person did this, this, and this. How is this acceptable? I know this is for the best. And I would feel my sense of empowerment building. Then he would contact me. Now, sometimes this was a week later. Sometimes it was 3 weeks later. I don't think it ever went over 3 weeks. But every time he recontacted me, when I had started to feel better about things, when I'd started moving through some things, he would say exactly what I needed to hear, which was, I'm sorry, I've made a mistake. I shouldn't have done XYZ. I've realized I'm waking up to things now, like I've never woken up to things before. I'm sorry, Sally, like, please. And I would listen and I would believe what he was saying. I'd believe it because I wanted to believe it. I would cling to the 20% of good in that relationship. Because when I thought about it, yes, there was chemistry. Yes, we had something. But that made up 20% of the relationship. The other 80% was such disappointment, so much hurt, betrayal, him not being emotionally available to me in any shape or form, me hurting a lot of the time. And I recently posted a post, actually, something that Matthew Hussey said. It's, you've got to think more about not how you feel about a person, but how they make you feel. And I remember thinking, you know what? How he makes me feel is so worthless and 25th on his list of priorities. But every time we had this breakup, he would come back and he would tell me that he got it. And he would say everything right. And after probably the fifth time of this happening, fifth breakup and him coming back, I remember thinking, how is this going to be any different to all the other times? It's like he says what he needs to say to draw me back in. And then I keep going back. I keep going back into that relationship. And I would tell myself all these stories. Like, you know, he's got it this time. He has changed. It's different. And I would end up back in that same situation. And I would end up there because I hadn't done enough work on myself. I hadn't gotten to a place within myself where I knew myself enough to be able to say no more. I'm going to put me first. I'm going to break this pattern. I'm going to heal the wound within me that is keeping me attached to this person. And of course, so much of this goes back to our own personal conditioning, our inner child, and patterns that we are playing out. There's no coincidence of who you end up in relationships with. We can put it all on them and say it's because I picked the wrong people and I've just had a lot of bad luck. But when you look back and you see the types of relationships you've had, you are the common denominator. What is it within inside of you that is attracting the types of people that you're choosing to opt in relationships with? What tends to happen in those relationships? And we have to be willing and open to explore that. You know, a lot of people, they want change, but they aren't willing to take on new concepts and new ideas, right? They want to stay in the familiar old way of doing things. And I always say, how did that serve you? How far have you got with that? We have to be willing to open ourselves up to something new, to be able to go, you know what? I want to dive in deeper with myself. I want to know myself. I want to know what is going on here. This is not acceptable for me. I deserve better and I'm going to do whatever it takes. And that is what happened to me. I got tired to death of feeling so unhappy, feeling unseen, not worthy. But I knew that had to start with myself first. I knew as soon as I began to do real inner healing, that things would start to shift. Not necessarily instantly, because it's not like that. Certainly some things did. You know, with this particular person, I started putting in my boundaries. So, you know, I began to sort of walk away from situations where I'd once stand there and cry my eyes out. And then I would, say, I'm sorry, but no, that's not acceptable. And so over time, there was a shift in how I operated in that relationship. However, that relationship did not last, because ultimately it was toxic. And you can change, but if that person isn't changing with you, then there is going to be a separation. And I think that scares people sometimes, because they think, but I don't want to lose them. I don't want to let that go. I'd rather stay in this. But would you really? For how long? Because you might be saying that now because you may be 25 or 35, right? But what happens when you're 45, 55 and upwards? What happens then? You know, time is such a precious commodity. Time is our gift. It's the gift we have, is time, and we can't get it back. We have to use our time wisely. We have to invest in people that are worth investing in. We have to choose carefully. But we can't do that if we're operating from a blueprint, a subconscious program within us that is keeping us in these messy cycles. So that is my story, my friends. I'm really wanting to share that with you, because I want you to know that you are going to always make excuses until you decide enough. You are the only person that can change this. It's not about the other person getting it, or the other person somehow being a nice person. They can be a nice person. Are they nice for you though? Are they good for your soul? Right? It goes back to that. Are you growing with that person? Are you able to communicate and sort things out? You know, at the end of the day, if you're on a makeup, breakup, and all that jazz, and you keep falling for their words, I want you to remind yourself that it is never going to change as long as you're in that cycle. It doesn't change. It's a pattern. And those patterns continue. And that's why sometimes people break up and then one of the partners does decide not to go back. But then that person sometimes ends up in another relationship where it's playing out a similar dynamic, because you still have that unconscious emotional addiction to that ambiguous feeling, because somewhere in your conditioning, there is a belief on some level that either you don't feel relationships are safe, or love isn't stable, or love isn't kind, or I'm never going to be able to have the love I want. So unconsciously, you're playing out a pattern. You're choosing relationships that match that pattern. And subsequently, you reinforce that belief by your physical world reflecting that back to you. So I hope that's been a little bit helpful, a bit of insight for you. I want you to know that my coaching program, Heal and Evolve, is my program where I take I've taken hundreds of women through this program, and men actually, a good handful of guys have come through this program, this coaching, in helping them also understand their roles. So it's, if you're interested in making some changes, whether it's getting over a toxic ex, whether it's ending this cycle of being in unhealthy relationships with unavailable partners, not being able to get your needs met, thinking you can't find the one. If you're in that pattern and you want epic change, then please DM me and I will send you some information. I can set up a free initial call to chat to you about the coaching and what we do. The only thing I'm going to say is, with my personal coaching that I do, you have to be open and willing to take on new concepts, new ideas. This is not coaching for just anyone, because for some of you, I know for many of my clients, they are very aware of a lot of the stuff I teach already, which is fantastic. Some people come on board and they're not very aware of the inner child or the subconscious programming, or even, you know, understanding that they are attracting and creating their own realities. So that's a whole new thing, but obviously they're incredibly open to it, and I get to see these massive transformations with people. So if you are interested in hopping on a free call with me, get onto my website is currently being upgraded. I think the old website is still up there, sallykalin.com, but you can definitely find me on Instagram at sallykalin, DM me, and let's set up that free call. So have a wonderful day. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. And remember, you absolutely can change your trajectory of your relationships. You can have the greatest love. You can have someone that you are so passionate about, as well as having all the stability that you need, or the spontaneity that you need, or whatever that is. That person is out there. That person is there. But when we've got these unconscious patterns, right, and we keep playing out the same thing and going back and forth with a toxic partner, we can't get to where we want to go. We are in a holding pattern. We're playing the game. So reach out. I'm here for you. You're not alone. Have a great day, guys, and I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast.